lucky to have a store like O'Call, one of the truly legendary great stores in America, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Swing for the fences this MLB season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, you can turn dingers into dollars all season long. Just bet your favorite player to rip a moonshot, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every homer during that game. Yeah, home runs just got even better. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/GABEK. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and also of 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, do not hesitate. Call in to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780, 169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's, I'm shipping up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys in honor of the NBA Finals returning to Boston tonight.
So, you surprised by Friday's events? Was it Friday? I guess it was Friday, yeah.
No, I mean, anything can happen in a game, one game.
Right.
Unless, you know, we'll see what happens tonight, but my operating assumption is that that was a case of Boston sort of easing up a little bit with the knowledge that they can come close it out on their home floor, and Dallas sort of playing desperate on their home floor. And so we see stuff like that happen some. That series between the Grizzlies and the Warriors a couple years ago, the Grizzlies blew out the Warriors, you know, in Memphis, and then went home and went back to Golden State and got knocked around. And so unless, you know, until it happens otherwise, that's sort of my assumption.
Yeah, that was Hollinger actually mentioned that one in a piece he wrote about this over the weekend. It was, look, was that a game that they were down? Were they down 3-0 and they came? No, were they down 2-1?
No.
What were they down? They just destroyed them without job, right? What was this?
They were down 3-1.
3-1.
And then it was game five at home. They won game five at home. It went back to Golden State and they lost 4-2.
Lost game six in Golden State.
It is amazing how human nature works, isn't it? Like, you can guard against it all you want. it seems. And of course, here, as I've just said to Dan, It could have worked the other way. It could have worked. Dallas is like, why do I want to get on a plane and go back right. and lose game five? And so we see that, too. I do think sometimes how the game starts then dictates it, right?
When Dallas gives the big effort from the jump, Boston at some point says there's no desperation, right. like, you know, to win this game. And so once Dallas is there for it, you sort of just sort of let it go and, like, we'll get them back home, you know? It is more fun to close out on your home floor, but you got to make sure you close out.
And Jason Kidd even says they let go of the rope pretty early, and I don't know if he meant that as, like, pointed words, but it's 100% true. That's what they did. Yeah. They said it's not happening tonight. Is there anything that happened in the game strategically or that made you think that, all right, I see how Dallas, I see how this is going to happen, how Dallas can get back into the series?
Well, I think the absence of Porzingis matters.
Right.
And I don't have a lot of confidence of him playing tonight, so I think that is helpful to the Dallas Mavericks, certainly. And, you know, Luka can you know, is the best player in the series. You know, maybe not every possession, every game, but he's the best player. And so I don't discount the idea that something fundamentally shifts in the series, but I'm not convinced that's what's happened.
Appears J.J. Redick is going to be the next coach of the Lakers, and feels like Borrega is going to be the next coach of Cleveland. Do you have any particular reaction to either of those?
The Grizzlies, when they hired David Fizdale, James Borrega was one of the finalists for that job. And I want to be clear, he never told me this, but I always got the sense that Hollinger favored Borrego at that time. I think Borrego is someone who's pretty highly regarded. He's not a big personality. He's not a big name. But I think he's really highly regarded. That's just like a basketball coach. So that's probably a pretty good hire for Cleveland. The Redick thing, I mean, who knows? I mean, you're kind of making LeBron a half player coach in that situation anyway. It's sort of like a partnership there. So I don't know how that's going to go. It seems like sort of an odd hire, but it is what it is.
If you were L.A., would you be willing to sacrifice 3 firsts for Trae Young?
No, but I don't believe in Trae Young. I just don't believe in Trae Young winning. I know he's made it to a conference finals, which is more than the Grizzlies have done when everything sort of broke right that one season. But I think he demands such a role in your offense that I don't believe you. I think it'd be really hard to win big with him that prominent on your team. Now, maybe that would change in San Antonio because of Victor Wembanyama, right, and because of the defense. Maybe that makes a little sense. But, I guess I don't think you're winning a title that way, but, like, whatever. I mean, you know, if you just want a better team with LeBron and Anthony Davis next season or a more interesting team, sure, do it. But I'm not a big believer in that.
I know you're not generally in Trae Young. It's just L.A. is such a prisoner of what they are. Like, in a sense, it's great being L.A. because they trade for Trae Young, they're more interesting, but ultimately it doesn't win them a title or get them to a finals. You feel like it's L.A., they're going to be able to reload at some point, some way, anyway.
That's a good point. So that question for a generic NBA team would be a bit different than that question for the Lakers, right? And if you're the Lakers, like, you know, you think you have a defensive infrastructure with Anthony Davis there for next season, and that's interesting. And then, you know, Trae Young gives you a star to pair another star with in a couple years when LeBron's gone, that kind of thing. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I could see them doing it.
I said this to Dan. I didn't realize, I'm sure the first one, you probably realized both of these things. You knew both of these things, but I didn't know either of these things. One is the draft is on Wednesday, not Thursday. That was new to me.
It's 2 days.
Yeah, I knew that, but I thought, for some reason, I thought it was Thursday and Friday. We only have to wait till next Wednesday. And the second one was that tonight we can start, if Boston wins tonight, teams with their own free agents can start negotiating, and so you've got situations like in Indiana with Pascal Siakam, or New York with OG, or Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland, where we could start to have deals. You knew both of those things, yeah.
Yeah, can start legally negotiating.
Yeah, right.
We could actually hear about stuff that otherwise we just wouldn't have heard about yet.
So we're going to get Woj bombs and Shams bombs, or whatever they're called, like starting tomorrow. Tonight, presumably.
Yeah, and none of this is really going to impact the Grizzlies. They don't have any meaningful free agents, and they don't have meaningful cap space, so they're not really a part of any of this. Paul George, to me, is the big name to look out for. He is the biggest free agent who could move. You know, LeBron James didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But Paul George to Philly is something that I think everyone's looking, wondering if that's going to happen.
The Paul George one, and of course over the weekend we saw Joel Embiid on Countdown. Joel Embiid made a surprise even to Joel Embiid before it happened, because he wasn't planning to go on Countdown, but Paul George was there and whatever else. It is an interesting situation because it feels like, I mean, the Clippers could very clearly give him all the money and all the term and have him. He would like to stay in L.A.
Right.
It really is fascinating. Do you call his bluff? Because it's very clear you would not think he would want to up and move to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's this question of, you know, you're going to get paid, you know, gobs of money either way. And maybe there's, you know, a slight difference one direction or another. But it's not so much that I think that's determinative. And so it's a question of, like, living in L.A. versus being in the best basketball situation. And I think that Philadelphia is a better basketball situation. Of course, L.A. is not like some terrible basketball situation. In theory, if everybody gets healthy, that could seem to be really good, too. But there's always been the sense that, like, he wanted to get to Southern California. That's why he's in Los Angeles to begin with. That's why he maneuvered himself there from Indiana and Oklahoma City to get to L.A. And so, like, how much does he want to just be on this team that, you know, you think has a better chance, but it's not like you're guaranteed a title or something going to play with Joel Embiid in Philly? So I don't know.
And, well, yeah, so it's presumably for more money. And then what do you make of, as you look forward to teams that may be ascending or descending around the Grizzlies, what do you make of the Clippers in this?
I'm not a big believer, and I just think it's reached the point where the names are ahead of the reality, and I just don't know how you can count on Kawhi Leonard to be healthy enough and to be healthy when it matters anymore. I just don't know how you can count on that. And the rest of it around him, I mean, James Harden's still a good player, but not what he used to be. Russell Westbrook, you know, I mean, it's just, unless Kawhi Leonard's going to be apex Kawhi Leonard, I don't really believe in it.
And then there is a new mock draft at The Athletic. I don't know if you've seen any interesting mock drafts lately, and I don't know how much of these are just based on generating new mock drafts or actual information.
I've not seen a new one. There's a new one on The Ringer this morning. There was a new one at Bleacher Report late last week. And the commonality between the two is sort of eyebrow raising, but I haven't seen.
Which is what?
I don't think I've seen.
So tell me about those two.
Cody Williams at 5.
What's interesting is Cody Williams is to Detroit. Cody Williams is at 5 to Detroit in this one as well.
So something's happening with this, because what's interesting, so I haven't seen the Athletic one, but what's interesting, the Bleacher Report one I think was on Friday. And I think I said before, the guy who does that is pretty good. He does not get as much attention as the other major sites, but I think he's as good. And he cited, and he keeps a record of where people were in the previous mock. And so Cody Williams jumped from 13 to 5, from one mock to the next. But he says in it that is based on people from rival teams, not from scouts or what, from agents, but he says rival teams. Some people from other teams have suggested Cody Williams is going to go high and might go to Detroit at 5. So I moved him to 5 based on that, apparently. And then the mock at The Ringer today has Cody Williams at 5, also out of the blue, but makes no reference to why. So it's like, is he hearing the same stuff, or is he just, you know, copying the Bleacher Report thing? I don't know. What does the Athletic?
Well, and of course, the interesting thing is the Athletic, this is not Vecini. This is Kelly Eco, James Edwards, and Josh Robbins combining on a mock draft. And I sort of, I don't know, like I just put more stock in Vecini. It feels like he, and it's not Hollinger who also writes for the Athletic. I can't vouch for any of these. I'm not disparaging them either. But what they said at 5 is, while it's tough to get an idea of what Detroit might do here, because of Trajan Langdon, basically. If you look at how Langdon and his former team, the New Orleans Pelicans, drafted over the last few seasons, there was an attraction to tall, long wings with shooting upside and legitimate switchability on defense. To me, Cody Williams is the closest to that archetype available at number 5. Pistons also recently worked out Buzelis, which could mean something or nothing at all. Williams feels like a Langdon-type player, et cetera. That's the...
Either there is similar chatter or different people are hearing, which the Bleacher Report one actually cites, or like the one guy heard something and changed his mock and other people are like...
Falling in line. Right.
But regardless, so where does this one have Klingon going?
This one has Klingon going to Charlotte. At six.
If Klingon gets to five, and Detroit's not interested in taking Klingon, like to me, this is what I wrote about last week in my center thing. That is the flashing red light of that's where you trade up for Donovan Klingon. To me,
is five.
Yes. If he's at five and Detroit doesn't want to take him, like do they like Cody Williams so much that they wouldn't take an extra first round pick and move back a few spots and he might still get Cody Williams or you might get Dalton Beck or you might get whoever.
And you think the price to go from 9 to 5 would be something like a protected future first?
That'd be my guess, yeah.
Okay, well, what was curious about this one? Do you remember who the Ringer had the Grizzlies taking today? Who that one?
They had Holland, but they had Kinect going 10. So they had Holland Kinect as a guy on the board at that point.
Well, so this one had Saar 1 to Atlanta and Risacher 2 to Washington. You'll see those flipped. I think more have them flipped, honestly. More have Risacher 1 and Saar 2, but whatever. Those are the two. Then it had Stephon Castle to the Rockets. It had Bouzelas to the Spurs, Cody Williams to Detroit. I actually would like this for the way it's unfolding for the Grizzlies because then you see Klingon to Charlotte, Dalton Kinect to Portland, Devin Carter to San Antonio, basically saying that he looks like Derek White, and to the Memphis Grizzlies at 9, which I do not believe will happen,
Reed
Shepard.
No, I most of these
There's
other
no mocks, way.
Most of the mocks have Shepard going three now to the Rockets, exactly. So that's the flip there. I will say the Ringer one also has Bouzelas Carter as the two picks for the Spurs.
Interesting. So,
we'll see. Again, who knows whether these mocks would end up being reality, but I think as you get closer to the date, we talked about this before, I think as you get closer to the date, the higher level mocks start to resemble reality because they're starting to hear things, right?
Right.
It's not that suddenly, like, these writers decided, you know, Cody Williams, we don't think he's 13th, we think he's 5th. It's like, word's starting to get out on stuff.
Go ahead. About the Grizzlies, well, A, it's impossible to, it's really hard to project down to 9 because you don't know who's going to be there, right? But it's also, doesn't it feel like the Grizzlies, we very rarely hear who the Grizzlies, we didn't have any particular clue, do we ever, really?
Not that I can remember, no.
Yeah, they're pretty good at keeping it sealed up.
The Ringer one does say, like, the way this draft is shaken out, this is, talking about the Grizzlies, this is an obvious trade back pick, and I agree with that, but the deal's got to be there. So, we'll see. But it feels like relative to these mocks, or relative maybe to the way the draft is actually shaping up, that the Dillingham Topic guys are the guys who are dropping, which I don't think is good for the Grizzlies, but...
Right.
You know, maybe like Cody Williams and, you know, other people are sort of jumping up. And, you know, it depends on who you want for the Grizzlies. I would love to get Stephon Castle or Reed Shepard.
Yeah.
So if something's going to push one of those two dudes down to 9, that'd be great, you know, for me as far as I'm concerned. But we'll see.
Xavier Tillman had a moment. We didn't talk about it. I neglected to talk about it in Game 3. And then Game 4, he's basically played off the floor. Like, he can't, like, you do see his limitations. And not, you know, they've never been a great mystery. But I think you pointed out, writing about it last week, that it's not just the 3-point shooting that disappeared. He became an offensive black hole.
Oh, his entire offense disappeared for the Grizzlies this season. I mean, he couldn't finish floaters anymore. I mean, his offense was terrible. His defense was really good. He's a really good defensive player. But his offense was like a total crater for the Grizzlies, and that's why he couldn't hold on to the job, even though he was competing with, you know, Bismack Biyombo and whoever, right? The thing about Tillman, he keeps having moments, but he just can't keep enough consistency to stay in a role. But that's why you're a 5th big, and maybe that's just what he is, you know?
You don't imagine there will be interest in bringing him back. Was he on your list?
I mentioned him. He wasn't one of the 20, but I mentioned him at the bottom when I just sort of mentioned some other names in passing. He's one of the names I mentioned in passing. I doubt it. I think there are enough other options that are similar there that you probably don't bring back the guy you traded away. So I would doubt it.
It was like 96 degrees here yesterday, Chris. What was it like in Minnesota?
You know, the weather has been great when it hasn't been raining. It's been raining an awful lot. And apparently not normal. Like, my wife is telling our kids, it's not normal that it rains every day. That's just what's happening right now.
Portland here.
Seattle, for right. Yeah. But it's the rest, I mean, the weather's been fantastic when it hasn't been raining. I mean, you soak up that to make up for what's going to happen in December and January.
Right. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. It is it's the summer of 1,000 engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and that means, well, listen, anytime you want to get engaged, I would recommend go seeing the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they do a spectacular job, low pressure. They're not going to tell you you have to sell your kidney to prove your love. They're like, they can design anything. It is the place to go to buy an engagement ring. But particularly now, because right now it's 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. That's right. Any purchase of $24.95 or more, and you can look at your variety of choices. You can get 3 nights in Las Vegas. You can get 3 nights at a cruise in the Caribbean Islands. You can get 4-night cruise from New Orleans. There's a whole array of options here, and what I would suggest you do is, listen, you can then go on the trip, pop the question while on the trip, have your engagement ring for 40% off, and it'll look stunning. You'll live happily ever after. But what I would suggest you do is, if you're thinking about getting engaged, go to rijewelers.com or go into one of their 5 Memphis Little Rock locations and check it out. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anyway, we all await the status of Kristaps Porzingis.
Again, what is it?
It's a foot thing. It's like a tendon. But I can't pronounce it. I had a problem with it yesterday, and I'm continuing to have a problem.
Oh, you're scared to hit it again.
Yeah.
You try to do it.
I mean, that Ken Niumatalolo tendon. You know, I
torn medial retinaculum.
Retinaculum. Or is it retinaculum? That was actually your first girlfriend's name, retinaculum, wasn't it?
That's one of your best ones in 24, I'm going to say, because I can see a Memphis girl being named Retina. A girl in Memphis City School whose name Retina. I think she might have just got through school.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-467-0842 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-467-0842. That's 800-467-0842. What do you have to lose? Call 800-467-0842. Again, 800-467-0842.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free. Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit, plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits, or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's time for back to school again. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. And we have all the New Balance shoes and apparel your kids need to keep them at their best this fall. We have the largest selection of New Balance shoes in Memphis, and our fit specialists are trained in measuring growing feet. At the New Balance Memphis store, you'll get the perfect fit every time. Get ready for back to school now by shopping with us at the New Balance Memphis store, located on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready to groove to the blues at Southland Casino Hotel's Blues Festival on Saturday, June 29th. Enjoy a free outdoor concert with gates opening at noon featuring top talents like Victor Wainwright, Mr. Sin, Gracie Curran, and Tony Holiday and Laura Chavez. Experience Grammy-nominated and winning artists as they deliver blues brilliance across the state. Bring your friends and family and join us for a day filled with music and fun. One stage, five performers, one unforgettable night. Only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, this is Juneteenth, so we're going to have Wednesday off. Do you know that?
Indeed, we will.
We're going to have Wednesday off, week of Juneteenth for Wednesday. I was at the It's Funny How It Works. I think I'm newly disgusted with social media. Mm. Oh, this will tie into a story that I have in a moment. But because Claire and I, on Saturday, we did the
bike ride.
Major Taylor Juneteenth bike ride, which we do every year, honestly. It's because Major Taylor's a really good group. There's a couple of good high cycling groups in town, the High Taylors and Major Taylor. And then there's a Grind City cycling, too. There's maybe some others, Knucklehead Cycling. But anyway, the ones that I do mostly are High Taylors and Major Taylor. And we were down there, and the river looked beautiful, and the bridge looked beautiful. And there's so much negativity about Memphis. I just took a picture, a selfie, and tweeted it out there here at the Major Taylor Juneteenth Ride. And immediately, you know what you get? You just get someone immediately tweets out, "That's a fake holiday." Well, first of all, here's the truth: all holidays
are made up.
Fake, like all holidays. Fake. St. Patrick's Day? Fake. July 4th? Fake. They're all fake. Even Christmas. Jesus not born on December 25th. All fake. Every holiday, we make them up. Labor Day, is that a fake holiday? They're literally all fake. So if you saw the need, if I had tweeted out a Flag Day bicycle race that I'd been on, no one would have said fake holiday. You only did it because you're a racist. I hate to say it. You only did it because it bothers you. And I just don't get it. Like, I don't, like, get it why people are, you know, it's just, but of course, then I get worked up about it, right? Sure. You know what I mean? I get worked. Then someone else accused me of, quote unquote, pandering because I took a picture at a bike race that I'm not pandering. I take pictures at a lot of bike races. It's not a race. I'm not going fast. Let's be honest. So it's just the worst. It's just the worst, which gets me to see the Surgeon General. Surgeon General is recommending that there be a warning.
A warning label.
A warning label on social media saying that that it can be dangerous to the mental health, particularly of young people. Now, the Surgeon General is not allowed to do that. You can't just, as the Surgeon General. And it was easier when you, like, you could put it on the side of a cigarette box. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know where you put it. Does it pop up as soon as you log on to Instagram or Twitter or TikTok? Is that what you do? But evidently, he's not. I do believe, like, for example, there was a very recent study that said that students, that teens who are on 3 or more hours a day have a significantly higher risk of mental health problems, right? And by the way, another separate study that teens spend an average of, okay, you care to guess? This is a recent survey.
Five.
Teens, yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good, Jeffrey. You may not be good when I ask the questions and write it in right trivia. 4.8.
Yeah.
You, like, nailed it. They spend 5 hours a day on social media. And I do think it's a problem.
Oh, there's no question.
I don't know how you rein it in.
Exactly.
How do you get parents to say no? You know, because it's every other kid's doing it. It's where you are. You know, I continue to have incredible awe of my sister, who, now mind you, the kids are, they're in their young 20s, but still, they're in their young 20s. She had twins. And throughout high school, until they went away to college, they split one flip phone between them as a twin. Like, they had one. They didn't each have their own flip phone.
Right. They had a community.
Won between them. And I had the son exact same age. Ben is the exact same age. And I will tell you this. He was not using a flip phone, and he was not using half of a flip phone. So it's really hard to be the person who puts the brakes on.
Well, yeah, because there's that thin line of, I know this is best for you, but at the same time, like,
I need to wash the dishes.
Correct.
Or I need to do, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It used to be put them in front of Blue's Clues or whatever else.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. And you could, I'll use Sesame Street to babysit them for a while. But let's be honest. It's nothing compared to the crack.
No, everything changed when we put a screen on a cell phone.
Everything changed when we put a screen
and a camera.
So have you thought about this? Have you all talked about this?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like something that Aaliyah and I discuss every day, because I do think there's also, it does feel like we're in the middle of kind of exploring and figuring out. Like, I think the fact that it everything from the internet to the iPhone to everything happened so quickly that it outpaced what we were able to actually understand about it. It does feel like we are at least tackling the issue now.
I was talking to a educator recently, and I said, I really don't understand why schools don't just make you put your phone in a pouch when you walk into a classroom.
Like if you're going to a comedy show or whatever.
Yeah. You have to, when you're walking into a classroom, you have to put it in a pouch over here.
Yeah.
And that way, because it's very clear, if you have your phone with you, that's your priority. You're thinking about your phone all the time.
100%.
It's just true. If it goes off, if it dings, if it whatever else, whatever. So it has to not be on you. And I know that from me. I'm not casting aspersions at others. I'm the same way. If my phone is on me, and it's on me all the time, I am. If it dings, I want to look at it no matter who I'm talking to. I'm talking to about. So you need to put the phone in a pouch. But you know what this educator said to me, why they can't do that? The pushback that they get from
the money
parents.
That you have to spend. Oh, what if I need them?
A specific reason. When there's the school shooting, they need to be able to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
It's quote unquote safety.
Yeah.
So what the hell world do we live in that we are, the reason that we can't ban phones is because we're expecting there will be a school shooting, and so then they're going to need their phone.
Correct.
That's the insanity we've created.
Yes.
I'd just say risk it at that point. First of all, you parent, wherever you are, you're not going to stop the school shooting by having them having the phone.
Yes.
And indeed, you might be saying goodbye to your loved one, whatever else, or mom, come get me, or I'm okay. But the only thing you're actually saving there is your anxiety of knowing that your dear one is alive and hasn't been killed, right?
Yes.
And the price to have them on, have their phone every day is not worth it. Like, if for your little,
I would agree with you.
Let's be honest. As common as school shootings are, they're still wildly improbable.
Correct.
That any your kid is going to be involved in a school shooting. And so that in and of itself. And then separately, it's not as if you can zap yourself through the phone and take a bullet for your kid. All that you're doing is preventing your anxiety.
Yes.
So I'm all in favor of making your kids put up their phones at least when they get to class or when they go to dinner. You know?
Sure.
When you're having dinner at your house. Okay. Speaking of dinner. Cheesecake Factory, Jeffrey.
Yes.
So it's a moment of silence for the Cheesecake Factory.
We hardly knew you.
Came in 2015 at Wolf Chase, was the Cheesecake Factory, and announced over the weekend. The most read story, we love it when we are obsessed when restaurants come to Memphis, and then we are obsessed when they close.
Yes.
Right? And so the Cheesecake Factory only came in 2015 and is now... in Wolf Chase, closed. Did you ever go?
I've obviously been to the Cheesecake Factory,
but not that.
The one. Yes.
That's the one we had. We just had one. I think we just had one.
Yes. I don't think we ever had another one.
And the Cheesecake Factory, known for, well, cheesecake, but really for the massive menu.
Right. It's the
out of control.
The Jimbo Fisher playbook.
Exactly right. Of a menu.
Correct.
Just crazy menu. So I don't personally lament that the Cheesecake, but what happens is that lots of people are lamenting the death of the Cheesecake Factory and taking it as a further sign of the death of Memphis.
Right. Cause that's what we do, particularly online.
I don't think we should, malls are struggling, right? And it's a mall restaurant. I don't think,
Macy's just went for sale up at Oak Court.
Yeah. How about that?
So
I didn't really understand that. Macy's for sale.
So I think Macy's
owned... What does that mean?
So like, I think Macy's owned their...
They owned that area, yes.
...portion of the mall.
But then there was something, a line in the story saying they can lease it back to... does it mean there will not... Does it definitively mean... I think it probably does, but I didn't understand this. Does it definitively mean that there will not be a Macy's in that space?
Seemed likely to me.
Seemed likely to me. But when do you ever go to Macy's anymore?
I don't.
Right. And I'll be honest. I don't go to Macy's. I don't go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. I mean, when I go to Oak Court, I'm going to China Master.
You are going to China.
Yes.
You are going to China Master. So I don't think that the demise of the Cheesecake Factory is further evidence of the demise of Memphis, Tennessee. You agree with me?
I am 100% lockstep with you.
Okay. Next story I wanted to get to.
All right.
Is Tennessee going to win the College World Series?
Boy, that Friday night game was, I wouldn't say it was like a great played baseball game, but that was great theater on Friday night against Florida
State. We had
some
great theater over the weekend.
Yes, like that was awesome theater.
And U.S. Open was awesome theater. That was awesome theater.
I mean, we've had, and then even the Virginia-North Carolina game was a walk-off on Friday afternoon. So we had... And then I think Kentucky NC State was a walk-off.
So correct me if I'm wrong now. You've got Florida State and UNC play Wednesday.
Correct.
They play Tuesday.
Elimination game.
Right.
And the winner of that will have to beat Tennessee twice.
And the winner will have to beat Tennessee twice.
Correct. So right now, Tennessee, like the biggest advantage is to win the first two games. So Tennessee right now, and then I believe, so it would be Kentucky tonight, right? I think it's Kentucky. Who plays? It's the whoever plays the winner's bracket game, yeah. So Texas A&M and Kentucky, that winner, and then Tennessee right now, you're in the catbird seat because you only have to win one more game to get to the final. This Tennessee team, I think their one flaw is I don't love them defensively, but there's a reason why they've been the best team all year. So, and I think kind of what we're starting to see in college baseball is the top is really separating itself. Like, if you looked at the number of national seeds, the teams that hosted regionals, like, the teams that were thought to be better have kind of been showing it. And to me, Tennessee is that team.
I'm just curious. Rank right now for me sports in America. And you can include international soccer, local soccer, MMA, NASCAR. Let's do just a brief off your top of your head ranking of sports. Women's basketball separate from men's basketball.
Yep.
NHL, like, you know, MLS. Maybe we'll call soccer one. Should we just lump soccer together?
Yeah, because it does feel like...
And the women's soccer, too? It's different. No. Men's...
It feels like if you care about soccer, you care about all soccer.
All right, so let's... Well, what do you think, in just terms of... And what I really mean is how many people care about it in this country.
All right, well, the NFL's one.
The NFL one and college football's two, right?
Correct.
And you think that's... Are we definitive? More people care about college football than care about baseball?
Yes, I think that's clear.
Okay. So NFL one... College football, two. What's the number three sport in America?
I mean, if you go by revenue, total revenue. Now, granted, they have more games and whatnot.
Baseball.
It's just money generated is baseball.
And TV ratings?
TV ratings, especially when you consider their playoffs are during football season, the ratings are highly competitive.
But not as high as NBA ratings?
I mean, it kind of goes back and forth. Like, right now, the finals.
I do think baseball gets underrated because there are vast legions of people who care deeply and cities that care. It's just weird that baseball is not talked about and NBA is talked about. Well, I mean, talked about ESPN, shout shows all the time.
Yeah, but if you think about it, the biggest reason why we don't talk about games in either particular sport, it's just the NBA has more drama off the field. It's just kind of always been the nature of we talk about rosters, and I think it's because of...
Well, it's funny. Like, you don't imagine that back in the 30s that the drama was all about, you know,
right. I think though
baseball rosters. Like,
if you just took one player and put him on a different baseball team, it doesn't necessarily change the outlook.
Well, whatever. Are we going to say they're 3 and 4?
I think those are clearly 3 and 4. The NCAA tournament itself, you can make the argument, is actually number 3, but
we
got to
take it college basketball... Is college basketball bigger than NASCAR?
Probably.
Is college basketball bigger than soccer?
Still probably.
What else are you going to put in ahead of college baseball? You'd put soccer, obviously, ahead. You'd put MMA ahead?
Yeah. MMA's tougher to calculate because so much of it is behind, you know, paywall, pay-per-view.
Golf's clearly bigger than college baseball.
Yeah, like, I mean, golf's in like that...
College baseball's 20, right?
Somewhere in that... And it's so now... It's always been this way, but there was a denial. It is a southeastern sport. Like, the ACC, the SEC, there's a reason why these are the only teams in the College World Series.
You still rather win than lose.
You can make the argument college softball is bigger than college baseball.
College softball is not bigger than college baseball.
More times than not, the Women's College World Series outrates the Men's College World Series.
In TV rating?
Yes. They are way closer than you would think.
Fascinating. And then there was a report over the weekend that Charles Barkley said this is his last year on TV.
Yes.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
100%.
Do we agree on that?
Because Mark was texting me going like, he's going to do a Coach K retirement tour. He's like, no, this is like boxing. He has said he's going to retire.
Has he said before he's going to retire?
Yeah, I'm talking like 10 years ago. And then if you go over to Sports Media Watch, they have a breakdown of all the times that he has said he was going to retire and didn't retire, even going back to when he was playing. It's the number of times is unbelievable.
He's not going to retire.
So the first rumbling,
though, he's 61.
The first rumbling started in 2012 when he told Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated at the time that while he loved the job and the people he's working with, it would be a struggle to make it through the remaining 4 years of his contract. He then, in 2014, said he was leaning heavily towards finishing the 2 years, ending up on a good note. I know he's also been talking about retirement when he goes on, like, radio shows. Yes, in 2018, he was looking at 60 as the end. He's probably done this 10 times. I think he also falls in that category of, even if he does feel like maybe today, he can't stand not being in the mix.
It's also not that hard work.
For sure. It's a lot of money.
I don't mean it in the sense of, like, I do think TV can be very hard work, right?
Yes, but not the way he gets to do it.
Not the way he gets to do it, which is just to show up and be himself. Like, Pete Pranica works his freaking ass off. Right? Preparing 100%. For every game, everything else. He works his ass off. He's not just showing up and being glib Pete Pranica. And so, yes, it's totally different in the way that he does it. And so he enjoys it. There's no chance at all. Now, will it be on TNT? Seems unlikely.
I mean, I actually kind of was wondering. I took it this way. So we also know that TNT, or Warner Brothers Discovery, the parent company of TNT, has at least threatened that they will take legal action if their matching clause, the definition of matching clause, isn't honored. And so it's possible that the NBA, to avoid having to go to court over the definition of matching, is going to carve out a separate, like, fourth tier for TNT, and they'll still have some basketball. And so I was wondering if this is a signal that that's kind of where this is headed. Rather than going to court over that, let's just carve out a small piece and then TNT will stop basketball.
I'm told, by the way, it wasn't exactly, it was breaking news to me that the draft is next Wednesday.
We were very clear that we did not know that.
Here on 92.9, we are endeavoring to run coverage of the NBA draft.
Correct.
Next Wednesday night. So I did want people to know that, as well as everything else. All right. And have you developed a conviction who you want the Grizzlies to end up with?
I mean, if the Klingon thing could happen,
I don't see how the Klingon. I'll put it this way: Klingon is not dropping to 9.
Yes, I agree with you on that. But that,
so then the only way the Klingon can happen is if you can move up and get Klingon.
Correct.
And to do that, by the way, as we've said before, it's not just finding value to go get Klingon. It's finding value that you have and spending more than presumably Oklahoma City, for example, might also want to get Klingon.
Yes.
Right? And they also have a...
you have similar needs.
And they have a similar lottery. It's a little lower.
Yep.
Their pick's a little lower than the Grizzlies. But they have similar needs and they have more ammunition. So would you give up your first and a lightly protected... or a protected future number one to go up and get Donovan Klingon?
Yeah, I think I would. Because in the end, I'm focused on these next 2 years. And I think...
And you can say plug and play.
Correct. Like, that is a guy that you know... Do I know for sure he's going to play 40 minutes a game and that he won't get played off the floor? No, but I do know during the regular season, which matters, he is going to be playing.
And here's the other thing, is that it's absolutely true that you only need a behemoth, that kind of, like, big Steven Adams-esque center, depending on certain matchups,
yes.
Right? You don't need it for every matchup, and some you'll get played off the floor. But in the West, when you look around and you see there is Denver and there is Minnesota, and over the next, you said you're interested in the next 2 years, and you're looking at those looming, you know, it is not an insignificant, it's a fairly significant matchup issue you're going to have.
For sure.
And then, honestly, Jaron gets destroyed by Anthony Davis every time he plays him.
Well,
you know, that's another one.
On top of that, it's 6 more fouls that you can get.
Hey, if you're selling your house, call Josh Hysa. Josh Hysa and his team over at Keller Williams Realty. I was talking to Angie. Angie had a son who had a house that wasn't all that ready. Well, it wasn't in greatest repair. And so what do? Do you pour $20,000-$30,000 in it to try to get it ready to be sold? And you have to have open houses. And no, over at Josh Hysa, he will guarantee a cash offer within 24 hours. Guarantee you a cash offer within 24 hours. So Angie's son didn't have to get the house ready for sale, didn't have to have open houses. Within 3 weeks, that house was closed. So the sale was closed. That's what Josh Hysaw, among the things that Josh Hysaw can do for you. If you, by the way, if you just want to head over to the website, you can pump in your address and he'll tell you what your house is worth as well. Only take a few seconds. I've already done it. Josh Hysaw, the phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up
next. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on Jason and John? They will be joined today by Jason Fitz at 125. Munns will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Drew Hill will be with us this week. Also, it's Monday, so Cobb will be with Gabe at 5.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
It's the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Coach Houston Nutt.
Now it's the quick coach guy that he yelled at me a little bit too much today. I'm going to put my name in the portal.
Right.
I'm not playing. I'm not on first or second team. I was highly recruited. I'm going to put my name in the portal. And right in the middle of the season, you know, all these, I just, for the life of me, that, and then I worry about the locker room when you have a few guys that make big, big money in the portal. I mean, I'm sorry, in the NIL, and I don't even know why they call it NIL.
Not really what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So I just see so many problems, and just like you mentioned, you know, your place, Memphis. Thank goodness for a guy like Fred Smith. Now he's got to go ante up and you know, give you some collective money.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place, bro.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to protect against wear and deposits. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99 in-store only. Limit supply. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RUO 110764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable